This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need you to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm back. Maybe you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I love, I do all the crazy stories, you know, later on in the show. Although I have some now. But I can't handle it. I'm going to do it anyway. This one I like the most. I should say that. That's kind of weird. This one I like the most. A Catholic school has removed the Jesus and Mary statues because at the Catholic school, Catholic statues are offensive to non-Catholics. You think if I went to a mosque and I asked them to put up a crucifix, they would do it? Because I'm offended that they don't have one? They would look at me and go, "Listen, moron, you're in a mosque. What made you think you would see a cross here?" And anybody in... Yes, that's the chair. And anybody who goes into a Catholic church, Catholic school, Catholic facility, and really truly doesn't expect to see a crucifix, then there's something wrong with you. I mean, seriously, there's something wrong with you. Jesus Christ and Mary, the latest victims of the mass statue removing frenzy. That's right. The San Domenico School, the first Catholic school in California, has removed all but 18 of its 180 religious statues. That's just in an effort to be more inclusive and forward-looking. Here's the problem with that. Unless somebody's forgotten. Jesus is not inclusive. I hate to give you a wake-up call here. Jesus didn't say, "You know what? We don't care how you get there. Just come. Now, come to God through me." Right? What do you say? Nobody gets to the Father except through me. That sounds a little exclusive. Right? Isn't that like saying nobody gets to the Father? Well, if he's saying nobody gets to the Father except through him, that means if you ignore him and try to go through Muhammad, you don't get to the Father. That means if you ignore him and try to go through Moses, you don't get to the Father. If you ignore him and you try to go through Buddha, you don't get to the Father. It's pretty simple. It's simple English, simple to understand. You can't over-philosophize it. But it's pretty simple. Sounds like a pretty narrow path to get there, don't you think? And Catholics, most of the Catholics I know are pretty devout. And if they're going to go to a Catholic school, they're not going there for, you know, to get away from religion, right? A bunch of parents have complained about the decision. That's according to the local newspaper. Articulating an inclusive foundation appears to mean letting go of San Domenico's 167-year tradition as a Dominican Catholic school and being both afraid and ashamed. That's the part that bothers me. Afraid and ashamed to celebrate one's heritage and beliefs. Hey, Jesus said, "Hey, if you're ashamed of me, guess what? You're going to have a problem." Right? One of those parents, Shannon Fitzpatrick, was like all over it. She was so upset about it. She said, In our time here, the word Catholic has been removed from the mission statement, sacraments were removed from the curriculum, and the lower school curriculum was changed to world religions. The logo and colors were changed to be less Catholic, and the uniform was changed to be less Catholic as well. So why send your kid to a Catholic school? In an email to Marinj Fitzpatrick, claimed that there are other families having the same concerns, and that many parents feel if the school is heading in a different direction than the San Domenico community, should have been notifying before signing of the enrollment this year. That's right, don't you think? Hey, they didn't decide on Friday to pull them down on Saturday. They've known about this for a while, right? Now, the head of the school, Cecily Stock, however, said that the school is an independent as well as Catholic school. A whopping 80% of the school students do not identify as Catholic, and that the move simply went to make the campus more attractive and inclusive to students of their faiths, of other faiths, I'm sorry. But Kim Pipke, whose daughter had attended San Domenico, and that one of the statues were important, even to the families who were not Catholic, and that mostly because of the traditions associated with them, such as one of the baby Jesus and Mary, which had traditionally been used for a crowning ceremony. It was less about God, more about passing on some traditions, Pipke said. People were shocked that the statues were pitched in the basement. It was less about God and more about passing on traditions. Really? Think, would the Catholic school want to be more about God and less about traditions? Didn't Jesus say it was to the Sadducees and Pharisees that your traditions are hypocritical? I mean, think about it. Do these people, do they ever open the Bible? Do they read the Bible? But Amy Cox, who heads the school board of trustees, doubled down on the idea that the statues could potentially make the students with other beliefs feel too uncomfortable. Well, what would make them think that if they were going to a Catholic school, there wouldn't be Catholic statues? And I'm sure all the money they spent taking them down was well worth it, don't you think? If you walk on campus and the first thing you confront is three or four statues of, you know, St. Dominic or St. Francis, it could be alienating for other religions. We didn't want to further that feeling. As an independent school, San Domenico obviously has the right to make whatever value-related decisions it wants to. Still, the writer says there's something to be said for keeping true to an institution's history. And I'm not entirely sure how triggering these statues really could have been to non-Catholics. I'm trying to figure this out in my head. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see on the real side. I'll be back in just a few minutes, I promise. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back with that unruly, nasty song. The politically incorrect music. You can hear it here every night, every day. Politically incorrect music. I'm good with that. I'm good with that for me, anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. You can, let me see, what can you do? You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can buy one of our shirts. That's hashtag stand. So you stand for America. Stand and make America great again. Stand against the rebellion. They call it the resistance. I'm going to call it the rebellion. Even though the rebellion sounds like it's a good thing from Star Wars or something. And by the way, some of you. I got geeky last night. I found a Star Wars site. What do they call that? Geek?
Star Trek.
Yeah, but it had a name. It was Geek something. And I went there, and they actually had a working communicator. Now, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. which is pretty sad in and of itself. So they had this working communicator, and it was Bluetooth, and you connect it to your phone, and, you know, you get a couple little buttons. It looks exactly like the one on TV. So it was kind of cool. Kind of, I would never buy one, but it still was kind of cool. Anyway, little things, honey, just little things that are so exciting. So apparently now when you go to a Catholic school, Catholic university, there should not be an expectation that you would see any Catholic statues on there. Come on, think about that. Right? It's like going to synagogue and not thinking that you see a Star of David somewhere around. It's crazy. If you want to head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot's happening there. Read our stories. A lot of good writers there as well. The school, I don't know, principal, I guess, decided that, you know, they wanted to be more inclusive. The non-Catholic kids, they claimed it's 80% of them. Although, why would someone send or go to a Catholic school when you're not religious at all? When you're not a Catholic? I mean, if you're a devout Muslim and you go to a Catholic school, there's something wrong with you. Now, Kim Pipke, whose daughter had attended the San Dominican, said the statues were important even to families that were not Catholic because of their tradition. I don't, you know, tradition, whatever. She feels like there was a lot there that was part of the school. Even if you weren't religious, they should have stayed. But one of the trustees for the school board decided that wasn't good. We shouldn't have it there because some people can't identify with. Well, who cares? You're signing up for... See, it's about the money. It can't be about their faith anymore. It can't be for everything that school stood for, especially when you start taking the statues down of the saints. Right? You get rid of the baby Jesus because you don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable. Well, if you feel uncomfortable... First of all, again, I say, if you're going to go to a Catholic university and not expect to see a baby Jesus, maybe you've got mental health issues. Maybe you need to go to a mental health college to get fixed. You think you can go to a Catholic college and not see statues of saints? You're out of your mind. You're already demented. Now, it isn't. I don't get this. It's an independent Catholic school, which means they can kind of make any decisions they want to. How do you know they're Catholic? It says the name Catholic was actually taken off of some of the buildings. Now, the writer says that she's not sure how this whole thing got triggered, or even if she would have been triggered. She said she attended a Lutheran high school as a non-Lutheran, and I never got upset at seeing or hearing Lutheran things. We had chapel every day where speakers taught the Lutheran faith. I even had to take a Lutheran theology class to graduate, but I never once considered that things should have been any other way. Why? This girl's a genius. I mean, she's a flippin' genius. Why, she said? Because it's a Lutheran school. What wisdom? Two words. Three words. It's a Lutheran school. All right, four. So I kind of expected that I'd probably be seeing some Lutheran things around there. I never felt that I was any less of a person. Or even that I was unwelcome. It just seemed like there was something there that made sense to somebody, and that was okay. God, you got to love her, right? Didn't overthink it, not a big deal. But again, I say, if you go to a Lutheran school, you sign up for Catholic school, and you're too dull to figure out that you might see Catholic statues, you need to be more than checked. Really. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. In other news, as they say... Terry McAuliffe, he denounced, now I don't know if there was any uproar on this. I don't remember seeing one, which is why I'm doing the story. Guess what he denounced? He denounced violence on many sides. That's right. So when President Donald Trump triggered an avalanche of criticism for how he handled deadly violence at far-right supremacists in Charlottesville, the demonstrator Health Higher was killed when a car plowed through a march in the protest of Unite to Fight the Nationalist Gathering in Charlottesville. The vehicle was allegedly driven by James Alex Fields, who is now being charged with second-degree murder. And he is the subject of an FBI civil rights investigation. Now, Trump received political blowback for not calling out the white supremacist by name immediately after the incident. Did Obama ever get blowback for not immediately calling out a black person by name? A BLM person by name? Did he ever speak against the Panthers who had sticks on polling day and were intimidating people from voting? What do you think? Trump also received criticism for saying there was a there was violence on many sides. Didn't McAuliffe say that? Did he say, oh yeah, he denounced violence on many sides. And there was. There was violence on every side. Anyhow. Antifa, which stands for anti-fascist, is a group that is prone to use violent fascist tactics for its political ends. Antifa has a long recorded established history of violence against political and private citizens. In the wake of Charlottesville, dozens of far-left protesters have been arrested for violent behavior. You know, and when they went to Berkeley, it got worse. It heated up. Why? Because these people really don't know how to protest. It's really not what they want. They want control. I've been saying it. They just want control. It's that easy. Antifa's growing. It's a violent movement. It's on the political left. But you don't see any Democrats denouncing them, do you? You don't see any Democrats pushing back on the violence. Are they afraid they're going to be lined up with it? What are they afraid of? Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Don't go far. Grab a cup of coffee. Heat it up. Make sure it's nice and warm. And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I'd say bring it on, but that wouldn't be cool now, would it? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do we need to wait longer? Go heat up your coffee and come back. The heck are you waiting for? If you head up to the website, I got stuff for sale up there. T-shirts and coffee mugs and all the things that help us stay in business, you know? We were talking about the Antifa movement. And, you know, it's growing. It's nasty. They're the violent people. You're not going to get me to believe anything different. With some of the clips that I've seen, some of the clips that aren't aired on TV, Donald Trump comes out and says, you know, there's enough violence to go around. Everybody's guilty of the violence. And the American journalists go out of their minds. Out of their ever-loving minds. Governor Juror Terry McAuliffe, and guess what? What do you think they heard? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. People didn't care. And when the governor was asked point blank, do you disavow, push away Antifa for its actions at Berkeley on Monday night, he said, what he should have said was, yes. What he actually said was something totally different. I'm reading something here, hold on. I disavow. You know, when you move the screen up and down and it doesn't come back, you're in trouble. I disavow anyone. We won't tolerate violence of any kind. You're entitled to protest. The First Amendment is certainly protected. As I've said, there it goes again. I hate computers. As I've said after Charlottesville, anyone who came to our state, anyone committed a violence on any side will be arrested. Everybody's entitled to the protest, but we're not going to accept any violence from anybody. Now, he says it. If he says it, why does Trump get in trouble for it? Anybody? Is that hot air or cold air coming out of there? When asked again if he directly, again, second time, hey, yo, do you disavow Antifa by name? The governor again said, here's what I do as governor. I denounce any individual who commits a crime, who commits violence on our citizens. We will get you. We will arrest you. Plain and simple. I don't care who the group is. Why can't they say it? See, if President Trump didn't say it, everybody was in arms. Where's everybody going crazy on this? Where is it? At this point, the governor's staffer said they had to leave, and they quickly moved him out of the building. You know, seriously. Why is it okay for one and not the other? Why does one side constantly get away with it and not the other? Why are we screaming from the rooftops? Speaking at the Sunday service at Mount Zion, a First African Baptist Church, in the same city where the rally took place, McAuliffe called the white supremacists dividers. McAuliffe said he and the state of Virginia stand with the African-American community and doubled down on his denunciation of the white supremacists who gathered in his state. I'll tell you this, he said, you only made us stronger, referring to the white supremacists. You go home, you stay out of here, because we are a commonwealth that stays together. Well, then why wouldn't you say? Why wouldn't you simply say? Why wouldn't you open your mouth and say that you denounced the Antifa group? Right? Not that hard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did any of you catch, I mean, I let it go by, which I usually don't. Tammy will tell you, I usually nail these things. But Martin Luther King, the speech, I Have a Dream, was 54 years old yesterday. Remember that? 54 years ago, the American Civil Rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. delivered the historic I Have a Dream speech during a march on Washington for jobs and freedom. And, you know, I've said it several times, and I believe it. Martin Luther King is right up there now. He's begging God to send him back. Something went drastically wrong. I need to go fix it. I'm sure that's what he's saying. When we have a separation, segregation, when they have orientations, when they're having graduations, when they're having all this stuff, dormitories that are all segregated, these were all things that Martin Luther King pushed back against. It was bad then, it's bad now. And I believe it's the left's way of further dividing us, further showing, you know, beat on the whites, tell the blacks that we owe them, and then separate us so we can't talk. And every time we try, tell us how bad we are, each other is. On August 28, 1963, King called for an end to racism in the country and made an appeal for civil economic rights for the blacks. He said, I'm happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest denomination for freedom, the history of our nation. Standing at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., King, gee, you know, you would think if that was a racist monument, because, you know, it was defaced a couple of weeks ago. So don't you think that he was a smart enough man that he would ask for it to come down? Don't you think? Don't you think he would have said something along those lines? You know, with this racist statue behind me, we need to move forward and blah, 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 need to take it down and all that. No, he didn't say a word. Sharpton seems to know better. So standing at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, Washington, D.C., King addressed an audience of over 250,000 civil rights activists on that day. You know, what was all that for? Really, what was all that for? Do the people tell you, is it because they don't know history? Is it because they don't care? I really feel sad for what took place or what has taken place. And I hope to God, I pray that Martin Luther King did not die in vain over this. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I know some of you might find that a little distasteful. But look where we're at today. Look what has happened. I don't know. Where are the black leaders? Where are the leaders in the black community helping to fix this? Because most of the African Americans or black people I speak with, they're not for this. They're not for the segregation. They're not for any of this. It makes no sense to them. And they tongue in cheek kind of say the same thing. You know, what happened? What happened to Dr. King's message? I don't know. You want to talk about more tomfoolery? Ivanka Trump tweets prayers for those brave heroes of a Hurricane Harvey. And that hate gets thrown back at her tenfold. So you take a look. She says, she tweets out, as we pray for those affected by Hurricane Harvey, please let us also honor all of the brave heroes and the first responders. Now keep that in mind. It's a simple tweet, right? Heartfelt, I'm sure. What's the response? From Maja Raider. Actions speak louder than words. Prayers don't exonerate people from obligations. I have no idea what that means. Ed Kressenstein says, kind of easy for you to say that, sitting in your mansion, sleeping in your $20,000 bed. Well, did he deliver it? How does he know $20,000? Selling products that you have manufactured in China, what that has to do with praying for the first responders, I don't know. Maybe they show some mental illness here. Suzanne said, maybe if your dad spent money on saving Texas instead of building walls, things would go a little better. Greedy Trump family, no help. Dad spent money on saving Texas. I don't know how much money he's putting in that wall. Isn't he trying to get money from the wall? Didn't the Dems approve money for the wall years gone by? And what could he have done differently in Texas? Did Texas ask for any money? You're ignorant, Suzanne. It's that simple, really. Grumpy old men. Man, that ain't me. Do you have any decorating food or fashion tips you can pass along? You also forgot to link where you can buy Ivanka-branded rain gear. I love these guys, right? Now, think about something. What if somebody wrote something similar than that to about Mrs. Obama? What do you think would happen, right? Especially if it was a white guy. I love it. And your daddy, and you know the common everyday people risking their lives to help while your daddy promotes a book. Really? When did that happen? Is he out promoting a book? I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. We'll see more Ivanka bashing right after this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
They call me Cuban Pete.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can be part of the chat room that's going on there as well. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Or you can head up to Facebook. Facebook also has a live feed, live chat room, whatever you want to call it. I don't know all the names. Just head over there and have fun. If you head over to the website, again, I have my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate. Yes, you heard it right. All the things you've been taught to hate, but you're going to find out you don't have to hate any of them. Seriously. Ivanka Trump put out a very sweet, very caring tweet. And the hate, just the hate that the left has for the Trump family is so evident in everything they respond to. And if we respond to the Obamas a tenth of the way that they're responding to the Trump family, man, I tell you what, there would have been riots all over the place. They would have been rioting with themselves at some point in time because it's just you couldn't say anything against that family for any reason, or you were racist. And I don't know, somebody wanted to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, to explain to me how, I don't know, what book is Trump selling? Did he mention The Art of the Deal again or something like that? Anyway, she again says, in case you've forgotten and coming back, Ivanka sends out a tweet that says, as we pray for those affected by Hurricane Harvey, let us also honor all the brave heroes and first responders, which is a great statement because they are. They're there. They don't care what's going on around them. They're there to do a job. They're there to serve others. They're there to save. End of discussion. Robin Allison Brown says, and you know, the common everyday people risking their lives to help while your daddy promotes the book. Yeah, see, it's got to be that book. I don't know what's making them crazy. Here's another one that I'm sure you miss, says Leslie, and it's a picture of a first responder saving two kids. But isn't that exactly what she's talking about? See, these guys are brain dead. Right? She goes on to say, hey, do you guys have any properties down there that maybe you could open for shelter? Or why don't you call your hotel friends? Because he knows they did or didn't, right? It wouldn't matter what Trump did. It wouldn't. If Trump took over every hotel down there, grabbed it by some kind of federal statute and put all people up in it, he still wouldn't be. They wouldn't do anything. Wouldn't help. That's, you know, these are the people that say love Trump's hate, but there's no love in them. They don't show any love. There's not an ounce of love in them. They're so confused. Denise goes on to say, what the heck is your dad doing? Absolutely nothing. He goes to Camp David instead of staying at the White House. Shame on you. Hey, is it Dennis? You're a moron. You don't even know what Camp David is. What do you think, it is a playground? He can do just as much there as he can do at the White House. What do you think it is? It's a White House away from the White House. My God, some of your people, your ignorance shines. And you don't seem to care. Omnipotent Kiwi says, what do you personally do to help? Oh my God, these people, I love it. These people are sick. Rods Cochina says, I'll pray for impeachment soon. Again, I know this is, I'm reading this stuff because it's like, wow, the hate, the ongoing, constant, continual hate from the Love Trump's Hate group. Are we serious with this? These people are sick. I mean, not kind of, sort of. They are totally sick, seriously. What else I got here? I tell you, this is the time. I love going through these mortgage board of stories that we have. The social media fools are at it again. So a reporter, now I want you to listen carefully to this. I know sometimes they move too fast. But there's a reporter who slammed on social media. What for? No, not for making fun of Trump. Not for supporting Trump. No. Right, we're watching everything that's going on in Houston. You see it from the helicopters. You're seeing it from the drones. And one reporter is being taken to task for his prioritizing of the events. After noticing what he called looters, ABC's Tom Lamas is being criticized by many on social media for his response. Lamas is an anchor for the network World News Tonight and is on the ground in Houston covering the effects of Hurricane Harvey. While there, he spotted something that he felt compelled not only to tweet to his followers, but to the report to the police as well. He says, we're witnessing, looking right now at a large supermarket in the northeast part of Houston, and police have just discovered a body nearby. In the second tweet, that's since been removed, he pulled it. Lamas explained that he and his team informed police of looting and that the Coast Guard was now flying overhead to prevent further action. Many took issue with the fact that he reported the looters. Wow. And he reported the looters before the body. My God, terrible, terrible. So Danula says, see, some of these things you have to read. She says, so in your breaking announcement, hungry folks looting food, or as we call it, survival, takes precedent over the discovery of a body. Well, first off, the body is dead. Secondly, you don't, you know, I mean, as far as the looting goes, really, seriously, is that the road you're going down? Goes on to say, FMN says, hey, we're witnessing a report to draw a connection between two likely completely unrelated events. I mean, you know what? We know what social media has done. Social media has allowed every I'm trying to be nice. Every low IQ. What's that?
Everyone.
No, I can't stop there. Every low IQ person with a computer or a smartphone to be able to give their 2 cents, which might only be worth a penny and a half, even if that much, on things you don't. Well, why even respond? Right? Was it a big supermarket? Was it a family-owned supermarket? Were these people really looking for food this early in? Right? I just don't get it. I don't understand why this is a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do really appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You hear about the cop that sued the Seattle councilwoman after she accused them of racial profiling. And this, we need to see more of this. We need to see more of the police departments and others calling out these council people who think they got it all together. Officer Michael Spaulding and Detective Scott Miller of the Seattle Police Department. These are real loons out there in Seattle, not the police department. They're personally filing a defamation lawsuit against a Seattle City councilwoman, Kashama Sawant, after she has repeatedly called them murderers. She called the police. She called cops murderers. I hope to God nothing happens to her, right? Something doesn't happen to her where she needs police help? Now, this was during their hearings and after for the shooting of Shay Taylor. In 2016, the two Seattle police officers came across Shay Taylor, who had just been released from a 23-year sentence for home invasion and rape on a high-risk warrant for suspected murder of a victim using a hammer. Officer, yeah, very innocent man. I mean, I don't know why anything could go wrong. Officer Michael Spaulding and Detective Scott Miller spotted Taylor with a handgun clearly visible on his hip, which was a crime in itself due to Taylor's history. They backed off. They called for backups. They observed as Taylor roamed around the North Seattle neighborhood in a Ford Taurus. When backup arrived, the team moved in to arrest Taylor. Taylor appeared to be compliant until he got down on his knees. According to the report, the two officers said they felt they had no choice but to shoot Taylor. They claimed that they feared for their lives when Taylor got down on his knees and reached for what they believed was a gun. When Taylor went to his knees, he was no longer in sight of the police dash camera since he was behind the vehicle. Now, that camera couldn't tell the full story, and Chi Taylor's shooting sparked a debate and protest all across the country. So Watt has been one of the leading activists in the protest of the two police officers who shot Taylor. Now, it's funny. If they're acquitted in court, she's got to stop calling them that. And why she had already tried and convicted them before all of this is amazing to me. Again, when you look at how this goes down, when you look at how the two sides shake this out, and I know you hear this all the time, but the right is always wrong, and the left is always correct. The left is always doing, just ask them to tell you, the left is always doing the work of God, and the right's always doing the work of the devil. The guy was carrying a gun. He was looking to break into a place. Doesn't it sound like he started the night off in a very good way? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to talk about decapitating right here in our own home country. We'll be back in a minute.